Colin Mockery.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated.
Adam, sit down. All right. So when Adam, our producer, came in, he says, hey, Colin Mockery's coming to town. I'm like, cool. What club is, you know, where is he going to be? And he's like, he's going to be with the Orlando Philharmonic. And I'm like, I think you got your emails wrong. So how did this all happen? What's going on? Because you're going to be at the Bob Carr this Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's the Second City Guide to the Symphony with you, Colin Mockery.
Yeah, this is a show that Second City developed for the Toronto Symphony, and we've actually been taking on the road. We've done Denver, Charlotte. I think we've done about 10 other orchestras. So it's a fun way to get to see the country and also just play around with a big symphony.
Well, it's a shame that you're going to. It's a shame that you're going to be here in Orlando this weekend when the rest of the country is experiencing negative 60 wind chills. So yeah. That's perfect timing on your part.
Funny how that happened.
I'm a huge, huge Whose Line Is It Anyway fan. I'm in my 40s, but I'll tell you, in college I used to watch you guys perform. And I have to ask you, you and Ryan Stiles always together and obviously hilarious together. Outside of that, do you guys hang out? Are you buddies? Are you friends? Do you text?
Yes, we do. We are friends. We grew up together in Vancouver, so we've known each other for, over 40 years.
That's
and we kind of started our improv career together. So, yeah, although he, for a while there, it was hard to get in touch with him because he is almost Amish in that he didn't have a computer. I had to friend his daughter on Facebook.
You've got to be kidding me.
A message to him.
Tell your dad to call me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel
he's actually on Twitter now, which is a big step up.
Oh, all good. Right.
We'll now we know how to get a hold of him.
Yeah, all right.
So do you feel like you're always on? I mean, there's certain comedians, and you're one of those people that when I look at you, I just start to smile because I'm like, he's going to make us laugh any minute. So when you go to a party, can you just be you? Or are people like, all right, here, any minute, he's going to do something silly?
No, I'm fairly lucky in that all my friends are funny and my family. I mean, I would never try to compete with my wife. She is the funniest person I know. So, and I tend to be quieter in real life. My wife, Deb, calls the guy on Whose Line the other because it's nothing like me.
It's her other husband.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we have
nicely for her.
Right.
Wayne Brady got his start right here in Orlando, as I'm sure you know. So can we expect some kind of a last minute guest performance, like when Brad Cooper just jumped on the stage with Lady Gaga?
You're just putting pressure on him now. Look at you.
Yeah, really. No, we have unresolved differences to get over before that will happen.
Heard it here first.
It's not going to happen.
Hey, when you're grumpy, if you're in a bad mood, who do you turn to? Who do you go to like? Like, all right, I'm going to turn this frown upside down. Somebody make me laugh. Who's your guy or girl?
Oh, well, again, my wife can make me laugh. But, I'll go to, old, I was a big Monty Python.
Oh, yeah.
And anything, a lot of British comedies I really enjoyed. You know, growing up in Canada, you get a lot of British programming. So I became a big fan of people like Monty Python and a big John Cleese fan. So I would say something John Cleese related.
Gotcha. We're talking to Colin Mockery. He's going to be here this Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the Bob Carr with the Second City Guide to the Symphony. You can get your tickets right now at orlandophil.org. That's orlandophil.org or by calling 407-770-0071.
So I have a question for you. You said you're a huge Monty Python fan, as am I, and I have a 10 and a 13-year-old, both girls. And all I have to do, and I do it all the time in a grocery store, whatever, I'll just go, "Old woman!" And we kick into the whole thing. Do you know it right from that?
No.
Oh, if I go a little further. Old woman,
I love stuff, but Greg Proops can recreate any scene from any movie he's ever seen. I don't have that.
No. I don't either.
All I have are the main ones like, "Play It Again, Sam," or "We're going to need a bigger boat," and then I stop.
That's right. One of my favorite games that you do when you take the famous lines and you start and you end with. I love that. That's a great game.
But I'm just one of those people that they'll do a movie quote and they'll look at me with like this puppy dog face, like, turn their head to the side, like, you know what I'm talking to, right? And I'm like, no idea. They're like, come on, man, name the movie. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm that guy.
That's bad.
Well, just
I'm that guy too.
It was the old woman, old man. What night lives in that castle? I'm 37. I'm not the old.
I think Colin's about to hang up.
Right.
Well, listen, we look forward to you being here, staying warm in Central Florida again this Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the Bob Carr. Colin Mockery with the Second City Guide to the Symphony with the Orlando Philharmonic. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Colin.
Take care, Colin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.